Tens of thousands of Palestinians descended on Al-Quds on Friday. For them, the journey was far from easy. The faithful had to brave soldiers, roving checkpoints, and the threat that they could be turned away by Israeli soldiers at any time. Al-Quds is under occupation, and even ritual Friday prayers had to be held under Israeli guard. The occupiers sealed off roads and access routes to Al-Aqsa, and worshippers had to park kilometers away and walk to their religious sites. But despite their hardship, the people here know they are the lucky ones. Unlike their brothers and sisters just a few kilometers away in the West Bank and others in the Gaza Strip, they will be able to perform their religious obligation and pray at the Haram al-Sharif.
It is getting worse every day, especially during Ramadan. It took us 3 hours to reach the old city.
I have been trying to get in from 7 a.m. I don't know if I still have time to pray, but I will go and try.
My husband was not allowed to come in, but I was allowed. They shouted at him and pushed him away. We only want to come here 1 month a year during Ramadan, and we are here to pray. Why do they stop us and make things so difficult?
Israel deployed thousands of police officers and soldiers to stop Palestinians from entering into its borders. At the Qalandia checkpoint, people had no option but to pray beside the soldiers that oppressed them and the wall that separates them from their beloved Al-Aqsa. Over 100,000 Muslims gathered at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday, but this was a mere fraction, as tens of thousands were restricted entry into Al-Quds and the opportunity to pray at the Haram al-Sharif, which is their religious right. Parashni Govinda, Press TV, Al-Quds.
Meanwhile, Russian